The nation's first AIDS service organization for the African American community could shut down soon. That's just as new studies show the rate of HIV infection is rising among blacks. From member station KPCC in Los Angeles, Jang Ho reports.
Archbishop Carl Bean truly practices what he preaches.
You got to heal the sick now. Are you willing to love somebody that's lost weight and look like they're dying on the vine?
He and other members of the Unity Fellowship of Christ Church in South Los Angeles founded the Minority AIDS Project in 1985. Every month, MAP serves about 1,200 clients, mostly black and Latino men.
The African-American community always suffers greatly when it comes to the lack of resources around health care, period.
Besides food, clothing, and housing, MAP also offers HIV testing, a needle exchange program, and counseling.
I think it's time for us to start with a group, so welcome to the group.
On Thursday mornings, 49-year-old Richard Hamilton attends an HIV support group.
My name is Richard. I'm HIV empowered.
Hamilton showed up at MAP's doors 7 years ago. He was homeless and addicted to drugs.
But when I first came here, I weighed 132 pounds. I didn't have any teeth. And today, you see, I have a full, bright set of teeth. And, you know, I have a whole lot of hope. And my health care is much better.
These days, Hamilton helps other HIV patients turn their lives around as MAP's program coordinator. But MAP's future doesn't look as bright. Due to lack of funding, it may have to close.
To not have Minority AIDS Project here after 20 years would be going back into the dark ages. You know, we had to go to somebody else's community, somebody that couldn't identify what we were going through in our lives.
MAP's budget comes mostly from government grants, which have been shrinking while demand for AIDS services is growing. In the past 2 years, MAP has laid off half its staff, and it's about $500,000 in the red. Plus, Archbishop Bean says he can't use federal grant monies to hire a fundraiser.
We've never had the luxury of having a fund development person. They won't fund that kind of a thing.
So MAP couldn't pursue foundation grants and private donations like other AIDS groups. Stephen Simon, the AIDS coordinator for the City of Los Angeles, says that has stunted MAP's growth.
They've been absolutely committed to providing the direct services the best they can. And over the years, it simply caught up to them. They hadn't done enough infrastructure building. They hadn't done enough capacity building. And they're suffering for it now.
But Simon adds, even big budget AIDS organizations with big name fundraising boards are struggling. Archbishop Bean is asking businesses and other organizations to help pro bono. And staff members like Richard Hamilton are working extra hours without pay. For NPR News, I'm Jang Ho in Los Angeles.